RadioArchives.com presents G8 and His Battle Aces magazine from December 1934. The Blizzard Stoffel, the 15th adventure of G8 and His Battle Aces, as told by G8 to Robert J. Hogan, read by Nick Santamaria. Out of war-torn skies of World War I flies G8 and His Battle Aces, the greatest combat pilot of that hellish conflict. G8's true name was stricken from all official records so that he could fight the most evil minions of the German Kaiser without the restrictions of the laws of war. Piloting a souped-up Spad warplane and backed by his wingmen Bull Martin and Nippy Weston, G8 blazed his name across weird battle skies history never recorded. Mad scientists, zombies, werewolves, vampires. These were the unholy allies of Imperial Germany, whom G8 engaged over the blood-soaked trenches of the war to end all wars, in frenzied dogfights straight out of hell. And now, G8 and His Battle Aces' thrilling adventure, the Blizzard Stoffel.
Chapter 1. The Lost Division. It was winter. Outside the end hangar at Le Bourget Field near Paris, snow was falling in fluffy blotches and blowing into little drifts about the corners. Out on the great field it was swirling here and there as eddies of wind caught it and sent it round and round. Inside the apartment of G8 and His Battle Aces, it was cozy and warm. A great fire blazed in the fireplace. It was just growing daylight. G8 came out of his bedroom, pulling on his uniform coat. Nippy and Bull appeared a moment later from their rooms. There was the usual morning greetings between these three high-flying, straight-shooting hellions of the air. Nippy took a look out of the window.
"That's luck for you," he said. "Another dead day. Haven't had my hand on a stick for 2 days. This'll make the third."
Bull nodded.
"Suits me,"
he said. "I got a lot of sleeping to catch up on. I wouldn't care if we didn't have to go to work for another week."
"Yeah," snapped Nippy. "That's you all over. You should have been born a grizzly bear. If you had more and longer hair, you'd be one. All you want to do in the winter is sleep and eat. And in the summer, if you were a bear, you could eat berries and twigs and roots and nuts," bellowed Bull. "Okay," said Nippy with a grin. "But I thought only squirrels ate nuts. Maybe you'd rather be a squirrel, though. You'd look funny as a squirrel, you big ox. Don't let this rotten winter flying weather get you birds down so you'll cut each other's throats," G8 smiled. "We may get some excitement out of this snow yet." But even the master spy didn't have any idea how soon things were going to break for the worst. He didn't know that things were happening right now that were to throw the Allies on the Eastern Front into a wild turmoil. Battle appeared at the dining room door and bowed.
"Begging your pardon, gentlemen," he said, "but may I interrupt to announce that breakfast is served?"
Bull whirled and lunged for the dining room.
"I'll say," he declared. "I wouldn't care if you announced a meal every 2 hours in this weather. I could get a wink of sleep between times, and that would be swell."
As he finished, he dropped into his seat at the table, speared half of the stack of wheat cakes in the center, and dropped them on his plate.
"Hey," Nippy chirped. "Who do you think you are, the guy with the iron hook? I hope you choke on those pancakes."
Then that very thing did happen. Bull had smeared his cakes with butter and syrup and had stuffed a great portion into his mouth. He was chewing when Nippy spoke. He gulped to shoot something back at his little pal, and then it came, a convulsive coughing that shook his whole frame.
"Jumpin' Jupiter!" Nippy yelled, leaping from his chair. "You don't have to do everything I say."
He started pounding Bull on the back with his fist. Bull swung a terrific backhander, caught Nippy on the shoulder, and laid him flat on the floor. Went on coughing. Battle, keeping his distance from across the table, picked up Bull's glass of water and handed it to the coughing battle ace.
"Perhaps a drink of water would help you wash it down, sir," he suggested.
Bull clutched the glass, tipped it up to his mouth, drained it, and set it on the table again. He gasped for breath. Nippy got up from the floor.
"Someday I'll get you for that, you big bully," he spouted.
Bull seemed to get control of himself.